Okay, we're up to Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, as we continue here in the story of Malchei Yehuda, and we get to a tragic Perek, as we've had ups and downs in all of these stories, that we get to the Perek regarding Achaziyahu, right? Achaziyahu, we just had the Perek, we had the famous Michtav Me'Eliyahu in the previous Perek. And we had Yehoram, the story of Yehoram, and now we have his son, Achaziyahu. Vayamlichu Yoshvei Yerushalayim es Achaziyahu b'no akaton tachtav. His b'no akaton. Ki kol harishonim harak hagedud hababar ba'aravim lamachaneh, because all the other ones were killed out. Vayimloch Achaziyahu ben Yehoram melech Yehuda. He became the king. There are many problems with putting this together with the story that's told in Malachim Beis and Perek Yud and Perek Yud Aleph with the parallel. A big question is, look in the first pasuk here, pasuk Beis. Ben Arba Mishnaim Shana, Achaziyahu b'Malchi, he was 42 years old when he became the king. V'shana Achaz Malach v'Yushalayim, he was only king for a year. V'shem Imo Atalia ben Amri, and his mother was Atalia ben Amri. That already reflects the evilness, because Amri was an evil king. But he was 42 when he became the king. That can't be, because his father died when his father was 40 years old. So that's one of the problems that is dealt with. But if you look in the Tosefta in Sota, the Tosefta says in the 12th parak of the Tosefta that 42 is really 42 years from when the Malchios, Malchi Yehuda, Malchi Yisrael, were united. So you would think, united, isn't that what it's supposed to be? Generations before, it was supposed to be united. Only a couple of generations after Yeravam, it was supposed to come back, as we discussed, but it didn't, and that led to the tragedy. But here, it was a unification of evil, of wickedness. So 42 years since that day, and that was the day that there was a Gzerah, that just like Malchus of Yisrael would be wiped out, because Malchus Yehuda was connected, they also would be almost wiped out. That's what the Mefarish here quotes in Pasuk Beis. Ubi Malachim, Omer ben Esu Mishtaim, Shana Achaziyahu b'Malchi, he was 22, not 42, Hakeitz, that had he put together 22, 42, and the age of him and his father, Lefize, Hayah ben Gadol Mi'aviv, Shtei Shanim, Ela Beis Shanim Kodem Shenolad Yehoram Aviv. No, it means 2 years before his father was born, Yehoram, Nigzera Gzera Zu'al Beis David, Shetichla Im Beis Achav, that it would be destroyed, along with the House of Achav, V'cheinu Omer, as the Pasuk says, U'mei Elokim, Aisa Tvusas Achaziyahu. U'biyom, what day was that? U'biyom Shenasa Asa, as Bas Omri, Lioshafat Beno, when Asa married his son Yehoshaphat to the daughter of Omri, that's when Nigzer Gzera Zu, that's when the Seder Olam says there was the Gzera, that it was all going to be wiped out. And again, that's what the Mefarish here is quoting, the Tosefta in Sota. Kivan Shalach Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Im Achav Melech Yisrael, Ramaz Gila, Nigzer Gzera, Yehoshaphat, Lehareg, Malami Shebizchar, right, that's the what's described in Sota. Interesting that some of the Mefarshim also try to put together that maybe he was king while his father was king. His father got ill. Some say Yehoram got ill at the end of his life, and that's why only the people of Yerushalayim knew that he was ill, and that's why it says in the first pasuk, Vayamlichu Yoshvei Yerushalayim. What do you mean Yoshvei Yerushalayim? All of Klal Yisrael. What do you mean Yoshvei Yerushalayim? Only they were Mamlech Achaziyahu, because maybe they knew Yehoram was ill. And what kind of Malchus was this? You can't have two Malachim at the same time. Maybe it was kind of like a Melech Arai. It was a stand-in Melech, but it didn't have all the status of Melech. We have that idea in the Me'iri and other Rishonim, but the Me'iri in Harios regarding Shaul HaMelech. We know that the Malchus is only in Malchus Beis David. So how could Shaul have been king? So you might say, oh, maybe that only starts once David comes along. So that's what the Ramban suggests in Lo Yosef Sheva Yehuda. Once David HaMelech comes, so that's when we say that nobody else from outside of David's family. But another answer, the Me'iri in Harios and Daf Yud Aleph, the Me'iri says there, Shaul was a different kind of king. Different kind of king. Nirin Advarim, Shemitzat Sheninah Malucha L'Sheva Yehuda, Efshar Shalohaya Ba'osu Aperak B'Sheva Yehuda Roy Limloch. Maybe nobody at that time in the days of Shmuel, when Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, there was nobody from Yehuda that was Roy. V'lohaya Roy Limnos L'Melech HaRishon Rak Ba'adam Hagun Umu Ula B'Yoser. And you can't appoint a Benoni for the first king. It's got to be David. So you don't want to appoint somebody in the interim that's not great. V'haysa Nevua Lehe Aserlam. And the Nevua was to listen to the Klal Yisrael L'Hamlich Melech Malchus Arai Ad Hayos B'Yehuda Misha Roy Lekach. there was a temporary king that was supposed to be put in. V'shava malchus la'achuzaso. And once David Melech comes, later on, it will return. V'rav v'haven hine b'ya'adu yisparach l'navi es Shaul HaMelech. And that's why Shaul HaMelech, so much is written about Shaul, what he was the king. Did he have the full status of the king? But that's the language of the Me'iri. Malchus Arai. Malchus Arai, or some say he was called the Nagid. That's what the Miri says further. Umashatul Nagid velo amar lemelech. It was a Nagid. Sof davar lo yichas lo shei malchus at shechata b'karban ha'olo v'nibu b'kriyas malchuso. Amar niskalta heichan Hashem mamlachtecha ad olam mamlachtecha lo takum. When he lost it, that's when they call him a melech. Interesting. Well, let's continue. So again, there are different ways of putting these psukim together in terms of the ages. We know he was the next king, but in terms of the ages and how long he was king and how old he was king, how old he was when he became king, is a little difficult. Okay, so let's read the psukim. So he was 42, and he was the son of Atalia, one of the wicked. Bas Amri. Gam hu alach b'darkei beis Achav. He also, Achaziah, went in the ways of Achav, who was the king of Yisrael. Ki imo haisa yo'at solar shia. His mother, Atalia, advised him. Vayas harai b'nei Hashem ki beis Achav. Right, even though he saw what happened. He saw what happened in the previous prakim. He did not take any musar. Ki heima hayilo yo'atzim. He listened to the evil advisors. Achrei mos aviv l'mashchislo. Gam batzasa malach v'yelech im Yehoram ben Achav. He even went. Achaziah, who was Yehuda, he went with Yehoram, the son of Acha Malch Yisrael. He went to fight with him. L'milchama al-Chazol, and this will ultimately bring to his downfall. Al-Chazol melech Aram b'Ram was Gilad. They went to fight Aram together, and Aram won. Vayaka Aramim es Yoram, the Aramim smote Yehoram, and Achaziah was with him. Vayashav l'shrapei b'Yisrael, Yehoram goes back to Yisrael to recuperate from his wounds. Ki amakem ashayiku b'Rama, b'hilachamo es Chazol melech Aram. And he was fighting, so he went there. And Ugin va'Azaryahu, who was also the same Achaziahu, same person, different names, the Radak says, the same person. Melech Yehuda, Yarai l'ro, says Yoram and Achab Yisrael, ki choluhu. They were together, and that was part of the Hashgacha. Umeelokim, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Zion. Umeelokim from Hashem, Haisa Tfusas Achaziahu Lavol Yoram. Hashem, because Hashem wanted to wipe out at least most of Malchus Beis David because of their connection to Malchi Yisrael. So it was from Hashem that Achaziah was literally grabbed and brought to be in Yoram's presence. Ubevo Yatza im Yehoram El Yehu Bein Nimshi. Yehu, Hashem appointed to destroy, and he did it with a relish. Yehu ben Nimshi, Hashem Mishachu, Hashem lahachris es beis Achav. Hashem appointed Yehu to, he gave him Rishus to destroy the house of Achav. Vayibi shaki shafei Yehu and beis Achav. So when he destroyed the house of Achav, he also, vayim says, Sarei Yehuda, ubnei achaz Yehu, misharsin lachaz Yehu, vayargem. He found the whole mishpachas and avadim of Achaz Yehu also. Again, Achaziah was did his own rishus. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, he used to take Sifrei Torah, cut out the names of Hashem, and put in over the Avodah Zarah, into the Sefer Torah. Shohaya koder azkaros v'kosev avodas kochavim tachtehen. This is Achaziah. Kuf beiz mabeiz in Maseches Sanhedrin. So this is who was caught in the crossfire, so to speak, when Yehu destroyed and killed out Yehoram's family, the house of Achav. He also had license to kill out Achaziah's family. So he found first all the Sarei Yehuda and the brothers of Achaziah. And then what happens? That he got Achaziah himself. He trapped him. Achaziah, he allowed to have a burial because he's a descendant of Yehoshaphat, who Yehu had covered for. Kiyamar ben Yehoshaphat, asher darash es Hashem b'chol avavo, who sought out Hashem with all his heart, ve'ein lebeis Achaziah latzar koach l'mamlachat. There was nobody else left. Nobody else has to stand up to be the king in the Beis Achaziah. They were all killed out. This version of the story says, Vayikbaru, Yehu himself buried. If you look elsewhere in Malachim, it was that Achaziah's servants themselves. So, explain the Mefarshimir that the Radak, that he was given Rishus. Yehu gave them Rishus. Nasnu osto l'kvura v'hinichu avadav sheyisa'uhu Yerushalayim. He allowed him to go because he had covered for his ancestors. So this is how the Malchus Beis David, right, almost all of them, Achaziah and the whole family, was wiped out. Va'atalyo, who was left? His mother. Atalyo em Achaziah, her son was killed. She saw a lot of her son's brothers, right? She was the daughter of Achav and Izevel. she's seen a lot of murder in her family, right? She saw her parents murder all the Nevi'im, right? That's why Ovadia had to hide. She saw what they did to Navos just because they wanted his vineyard. So this is the daughter. She grew up in that house of murder. She saw that her son died. Vatakam, and she got up. Vatidaber. What did she do? Vatidaber usually means she spoke, but here Vatidaber is from the word dever. Mesudas David says, Hey vi aleim adever ki achila osam dever arsi v'chadoma. She poisoned. Maybe she didn't want everybody to realize what she was doing. Vatidaber is kolzera hamamlach alabes Yehuda. She poisoned her whole family, her grandchildren. She was so power hungry and had no value for human life. She poisoned them, and that's why she was the only one left. She was the only one left. Vatikach, and the only one that was saved was a little baby that she didn't even know about. Vatikach Yehoshavas, right? In the other Malachim is called Yehoshava. Yehoshavas Bas HaMelech, her own daughter. Her own daughter was the one, like, sounds like Basya. Bas Paro saved Moshe. So here Yehoshavas saved Yoash. Bas HaMelech is Yoash ben Achazyo. One little baby that's left. Vatignov Oso Mitoch Bnei HaMelech Hamumasim. She steals him and she saves him from all the king's family that died. Vatizin Osoves Menikto Bachadar Amitos. And she puts him and his wet nurse, his nurse, into the Chadar Amitos. We'll see what that is. Vatastireu Yehoshavas Basamelech Yoram Eshes Yodal Kohen. This unbelievable couple saved Malchus Beis David. Yehosheva, Yehoshavas, and Yehoyada. Kihi Haisa Achos Achazyahu. Because she was the sister of Achazyahu, right? She was the daughter also of Ataliah, Bebnei Ataliahu, Veloim Yisasu, and she and him, that couple, protected this little baby. So let's talk a little bit about all of these. What is Chadar Hamitos? Chadar Hamitos, Rashi Mefaresh, Targum Ba'adron Beis Arsasa, Klomar Ba'azara, Bechedesh Chivas Kohanim, one day in the Azara, in the Mikdash, Rabbeinu Shlomo Zalpirish, the Mefaresh quotes Rashi, Ba'aliyas beis kodesh kadashim. In the aliyah of the kodesh kadashim, kidachsev, as it says in Malachim, he ita beis Hashem mischabei. V'yalav amar David, and that's what David Melech says in L'David, ki it's p'neini besuko, Hashem hid me, meaning talking about his descendant, v'koreu b'chadar amitos al shem bein Shaddai Yalin, and it's called Chadar Amitos. Okay, but that's the Beis Hamikdash. So some say it was in the Azara, some say it was in the aliyah of the kodesh kadashim, others say it was in the mamish kodesh kadashim. It was in the Kodesh Kadashim, and the Kodesh Kadashim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha never left, the Rambam and Ilchus Beis HaBechira, remember in Perek Vav, the Kedusha of the Shechina never left. There, you don't even have the discussion. Mela, you want to have a discussion whether Kedusha of the Shaita, Kedusha Rishona lasted or not. This was during Kedusha Rishona. This was during the Beis HaMikdash, during Bayis Rishon. For sure there's Kedusha there. But, of course, there's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, right? Pikuach Nefesh is Doche everything besides the big three. The big three are special. Only those three are one has to stand up, right? That's the Maharal at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. The Maharal notes that those three have a special place in Halacha because they are parallel to the big three pillars, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. That's what the Maharal writes on Derech Chaim in his commentary on Pirkei Avos on the second Mishnah. He quotes him in Advar Mesher B'Yarnu Yishlecha Lahavin. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalid. For those three, he says, Tam Adavar, Ki Elu Gimel Averus, Heim Hefech Elu Gimel Advarim, Sheha Olam Omer Aleim. Ki Ein Safek, Ki Avodah Zara Hefech HaAvoda, Shehi El Hashem Yisbarach. Those are opposites. V'Shvichas Damim Hei Hefech Gimel Chasadim. Those are opposites. Those are easier to explain. Kize meitiv la'acher va'osalo davar shein sarach lasos. A Baal Chesed does something beyond that he doesn't have to do. Ushvichas damim ma'abdo lagamre. V'gili arayis u'efecha Torah. That's his chiddush. Gili arayis is the opposite of learning Torah. Kvar b'yana l'mala how? Kimalas ha'Torah shehi ha'seichel nivdal menachamri lagamre. Learning Torah is the most sublime, uplifting, angelic activity that we can be involved in. Vein davar shal yado adam nivdal menachamri rak al yedei Torah sichlis. That's the highest. Vein sarach lazaraya. Vehefach zegili arayas sholich achar znus vahaguf shigili arayas ubaze holich achar achamri achu nechshav legamri kmo behema vachamor. The most animalistic, mundane, lowly activity. So the big three, fine, but other than that, everything is open. And everything is allowed, and there's a mitzvah v'chai bohem. That's where they took this little boy into the Kodesh Kadashim, or on the attic of the Kodesh Kadashim, or Or even in the Azara, you can't go in the Azara for Shalol Tzarech. He wasn't a Kohen, but obviously this is a huge Tzarech. There is a mysterious tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz quotes a tshuva about a story about the Riva, one of the Bali Atosvas, and the Riva, and the story was famous. The Radvaz was asked that there's a story that the Riva was told that he has to eat on Yom Kippur or else he'll die. And he didn't eat on Yom Kippur and he died. Is that normative practice? V'sha'altim imeni, this is Chela Gimel Simen Tuf Mem Dalet. V'sha'altim imeni, al mashakasu b'shem Riva, zal. Ki chala chalyo asher meislo. Right, the Radvaz only lived 300 years after the Bali Atosvas. Right, and he died. V'chal yom kippur ba'osan ayamim, v'amru lo arofim, im lo tochal v'adei tamus. The doctor said, if you don't eat, you're for sure going to die. V'im tochal shema yitichye, you have a chance to live if you eat. V'hu zal, and he supposedly answered, bari v'shema bari adif. What does that mean? V'lo ratz alechol umes, and he died. V'ratzisa ladas daitim yafe asem lo. You want to know if I think he did the right thing. So the Radvaz says, the questioner is setting a trap. You want me to insult and rank on the Re? No, I'm gonna tell you what the din is, and I'm gonna say whatever the Re did, that's not my business. Lagabi Adin ain Roy Lomo Mimeno Klau. Regarding the din, you for sure cannot rely on him, says the Radvaz. Takaimalan Svek Sveka shall pikuach nefesh doches a Shabbos, Vesiyam Kippurim. Viafilachai Shachoshin, even for a moment, to get yourself an hour. Koshagin Lesafik Shema Yamus Shema Yichya, Vafilosafik Shabbos Acheres. So says the Radvaz, for sure not. Ulafichach ain Roy Lomo Mimeno Ki Efshar. Maybe the Riva Hirgish ba'atzmo da afilu sheyochal yamus. Maybe he knew that even if he would eat, he was going to die. So why should he eat? He knows he's going to die anyway. So he doesn't want to violate Yom Kippur. De lev yodea maras nafsho. Vahainu dekamar. That's what he means by bari v'shema, bari adiv klomar. Habari sheli, that I know for sure that I'm not going to live even if I eat. Adif mishema shelachem. Leficha laratz alechol. This is not a midas chasidus. This is not normative practice. So everything that, including Yom Kippur, and including Shabbos, we violate in order to live. So therefore, surely saving oneself to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Mitzvah David seems to say it wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, it was just a place in the Mikdash where the Kohen Gadol and his wife lived. Where the Mitzvah David says, Ki Yeho Yada Ba'ala Haya Kohen Gadol, V'hismidu L'Shevetz B'Beis HaMikdash. Maybe they put the kid in, but they lived in the Beis HaMikdash. That's an interesting line, because the Rambam does not say that the Kohen Gadol lived in the Beis HaMikdash. He lived in Yerushalayim. The Rambam Nichos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Hei Alacha Zayin, Ubayis Yehe Muchan Lo. Oh, maybe you could read it as an office. Ubayis yemuchan lo b'mikdash, v'hu anikreis lishkas kohen gadol. He had an office. Ukfodo v'tifarto sheyehe yoshev b'mikdash kol hayom. It's the glory of the Jewish people and for the kohen gadol to stay there. V'lo yetzei el beiso bilvad, balayla osha, and not to go to his house, which is outside of the base of Mikdash. Only go there at night, osha, oshatayim, bayom, or an hour or two during the day. V'yebeiso b'Yerushalayim v'enozaz misham. So Ram does say, reading it now, that he had a bias, meaning a place to stay in the Mikdash, and a place to stay in Yerushalayim. So maybe part of where the Ram gets that from is right here. Right, this because the Yehosheva and Yehoyada, they were the ones that saved the little baby Yoash, and the Mitzuda says that they stayed in the Mesa Mikdash. Maybe that's where their place was. The Rav Dessler writes here on this Pasuk, it was so close that Malchus Beis David would have been gone. Right? So close. One little boy was left. That was it. Rav Dessler writes in Chelek Dalet, page 265, the whole Malchus Beis David exists on Nes. Remember the Medrash says that David Melch wasn't even supposed to be born until Adam Arishon gave 70 years of his life. That's why Adam lived 930. V'chein b'David HaMelech, shemimeno ayitzorach la'amod melech ha-mashiach, matzanu, says Rav Dessler, shenishmaso lo hayu miyuedes lo shanim klau ba'olam hazeh. He wasn't supposed to have any years. U'bala olam rak mishum shadam Arishon hisnadiv lo shivim shanim mishnosav. V'chein b'boaz, ilu hay memayer, if Boaz wouldn't have been memayer and finished the zivug with Rus, There wouldn't have been a David. V'kama pa'amim b'meshach adoros amda gachalto shol David lihichabos. It's about to get extinguished. V'chein, right here, our case of Atalia. And the one little baby boy also, Churban by Hashani. Remember, Yochanan ben Zakkai. What is one of the three the requests that he has from Vespasian? To save the Shushilta to Rabbi Gamliel, save the Malchus based David. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, why was one saved? Because this whole story was part of the Onesh. Hashem is medakted b'chutas ayra, part of the onesh of David, indirectly causing the death of Noah v'Ira Kohanim. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Let's find the Gemara. Oh, I'm sorry, it's earlier on Tzadi Hey. The Gemara says earlier Tzadi Hey Amid Beis. He says, had it not been for one little boy that was saved from Noah. The one little boy from David and Melech wouldn't have been saved. Imale nishtayer av Yasser lachimelech ben achitov lo nishtar mizar shol David saredu polit. Mida keneged mida. There was one that saved from Nov and one that was saved from here. The Mefarshim, so the Rinas Yitzchak, others didn't. Wasn't there a promise to Malchus based David, right, that they would always survive? So you got to work on that kasha. According to the Gemara sounds like no, it was they wouldn't have. It was only because of Mida Keneged Mida, because it was one that survived from there, so one survived from here as well. But that's the formulation of the Gemara. There's other Chazals as well. So it says that, but the parak ends off. Fahi itamba beis alokim. Little boy Yoash was there in the beis alokim. He stayed there. Mischabe sheish shanim. He was there 6 years. Vatalia molech hazal aris. While Atalia thought she was the only one left, and she was gonna be the one and only survivor of Malchus based David and the connection of the Malchios, but there was one little boy that was left that was going to come onto the scene in the next parak. Okay, we'll stop here.